Welcome, everybody. It's Joshua here, creator of Pet Sittingology, here to answer another question. And with me on the line to help me out is Bella Vasta, pack leader and owner of Bella's House and Pet Sitting in Scottsdale, Arizona, and the founder of Jump Consulting. The question is a great one. It's one we hear a lot. It deals with employees and ICs and pet sitting staff. Jillian submitted this question, and she asks, can I pay employees a percentage per job, or does it have to be hourly? Great question. And how are you doing today, Bella?
I'm great, Josh. How are you?
I'm good. So you actually have employees, and you can help shed some light on this. Can we pay employees a percentage, or does it have to be an hourly wage?
You can pay an hourly wage, a percentage, or by what's called piecework, so by the job. So most people think that, you know, employees automatically equal by the hour, and it's actually not the case. Enter in the word salary. So what would happen basically is someone who had a pet sitting company and was going to be paying their people not by hour would pay by salary. And the salary just fluctuates every time they get paid, depending on how much work they did. So if Sally Joe did 10 pet sits in one pay period, and you wanted to pay Sally Joe $10 a pet sit, then Sally Joe would get $100 a pet sit, or $100 in her paycheck. You don't have to pay by time. It's a common misconception.
So how do you pay? You pay by percentage?
No, I actually pay by the job. Percentage was going to get too crazy for me, and I like to kiss everything. Keep it simple, stupid.
Right.
I like to just make everything as easy as possible. So I pay the girls all a flat rate for day visits and a flat rate for overnight. It doesn't matter if there's more pets. And we upcharge for more pets, they get the same exact amount for every single visit. Now, some people say, is that fair? And I say yes, because my paying structure, they actually have a lot of opportunities to make extra money doing extra things if they choose to go above and beyond and do short, simple little things. So I keep it simple, and I pay a flat rate for overnight and a flat rate for day visits and pet taxis and everything that's on our service menu.
So this is interesting. So the way it works in your business is you work out the final deal with the client, and whatever you arrive at, it doesn't matter to the sitter doing the job because they know whether it's a sitting visit or an overnight or any other service that they know what flat fee they are getting for that job.
Correct. The rate is already negotiated with the employee, and then whatever the rate ends up being for the actual client, it makes no difference or impact to how much they get paid.
So on the other side of the same coin, a pet sitting business owner could choose to go the route of percentage and still work out fine if they chose, right?
Absolutely. They totally could. You know, then you would have a little bit more book work to do, accounting, because everything wouldn't be like solid, the same thing across the board. Your profit would be constant, you know, your profit margin, it would never be changing because it would always say 40% for every job, no matter what job. It would be constant for the business, but it actually benefits the business to pay by piecework, you know, the way that I do it, because sometimes the business benefits more, you know, if we end up charging extra for extra pets.
Can you give me a real example of a breakdown of, let's say, one of your sitting visits, how much the client might pay you for that and what flat rate you give to your sitter?
Sure. The standard is a normal pet sit, you know, we would charge $25 to walk in the door, which actually soon is going up. And that would just be the very standard cheapest one, just for two pets. And the pet sitter would get $10. Now, if this was a household that had four pets, we charge $4 for each additional pet after two. So that would be the client would get charged $33, and the sitter would make $10. So you see how our profit margin just went up by $8. you know.
Right, and I could imagine that from the business standpoint, it's a win. But now I have to ask, do you ever hear from an employee that says, if you're getting paid more, why aren't I getting a bigger cut out of that?
You know what? I actually have never encountered that in all the years I've had employees. The people that I hire tend to not be too money-driven. They're more people pleasers. And if they do, you know, ask about money, like, hey, when do we get a pay raise, or hey, when, you know, gas is going up or whatever it may be, I say, well, have you sent me pictures or videos, and have you handed out flyers? Because for every flyer that they hand out and we get a client, they get a commission. For every picture they send me that I buy off of them, they get a dollar. And for every video they send me that I buy off of them, like I accept it, I think it's a good picture or video, they get $3. So frankly, you know, if they choose to actually step up and do that a couple times a day, they could be increasing their pay themselves. So that's kind of my built-in, like, yeah, well, you know, response to that. Does that make sense?
It sure does. And just doing the math really quickly in my head, if a client pays you $25 to do a sitting visit, you pay the employee $10 flat. Just for the sake of conversation, they are getting 40% at that point. Now, if you upsell and give the client a $35 service, they're now getting about 30% of that. So I just wanted to get the percentage relating figures out. And I also know that there's a big misconception about not only whether or not you can pay percentage flat versus hourly to employees, but also the idea that you have to guarantee an employee a minimum amount of work, right? Not true at all.
Oh, that's such a great question. If someone says that they have to guarantee an employee a certain amount of work, or they couldn't keep employees because they didn't have enough work, then their picker's wrong. They're picking the wrong people. The whole interview process excites me. I love teaching people about it. But you just have to find the right kind of person. You have to find the kind of people that are people pleasers, like I said, that want supplemental income. Personally, I find the very, very best kind of demographic for our kind of business, when you're just starting someone off and, like, getting them going the full-day routine, you know, going from sit to sit to sit, are typically the college students who are online students. They're the ones that have the self-discipline and motivation to schedule things and make it happen. So let's face it, online is a lot harder than going to school. Then that also frees up their schedule, and they get to make money or work whenever you need them.
So it's not only necessary to find an employee who isn't going to say, hey, you're not giving me enough work, but the law doesn't require you provide a part-time employee with at least 20 hours or a full-time employee with at least 40 hours. There is no minimum you need to reach.
To answer your question, there is no minimum. But on the other side of that, once you reach 40 hours, then you're going to have to start paying time and a half. And you know, as well as I do in this industry, that can happen really fast.
Right. And tell me again, I remember you were telling me the other day, why paying hourly in this industry is really difficult.
Well, there's just way too many unknown factors. I mean, if you think about it. So Sally Joe is working for you, and maybe she drives slow. Maybe she likes to not take the freeway and goes on the surface streets. Maybe she takes her time at pet sits to, quote, milk the clock. Maybe there's traffic. There's way too many things that, you know, it could take one person half the time to do something. It takes someone else to do the full time. So when you take time out of the entire equation and you're not paying by time, now you get a quality service to provide. Now you're not racing the clock. Now you're not milking the clock. The clock's not even there.
Yeah, and I guess it also comes down to if somebody was going to try and pay hourly, the question becomes, when does the clock begin? Like you said, are they getting paid to drive to the sit? Are they getting paid to, you know, drive to the next one? And yes, get
right.
That.
And you know what? Honestly, I think that's probably why so many people lean automatically towards independent contractors, because you can pay by the job, and it's so much more simple and easy to understand when you're just paying by a job, you know?
But you can, in fact,
do that and have employees as well.
Yeah, I personally, as you know, work with independent contractors, and before we launched APSE, I never even understood how employees could fit in to the pet sitting business model, and now with members like you and other members we have over there who utilize employees and who have spoken with us and did these calls and webinars with us, it just makes complete easy sense. It's actually not as difficult as it sounds to have employees once you get it, once you understand what's involved.
You're absolutely right, Josh. But that's why it's great working with you, because we're able to compare and contrast either side of it. I've learned a lot about ICs from you as well.
Excellent. So the end result to answer Jillian's question is yes, you can in fact pay your employees either a percentage or a flat fee. You do not necessarily have to pay an employee by the hour. And keep your questions coming in. And Bella, I want to thank you for your time and your insightful help today.
Absolutely. Can I add one more tiny little thing?
Please, go for it.
One of the services of Jump Consulting is that we can, if you choose to go the employee route, we can have you up and running within 4 weeks with full employees with everything that you need to know. So if someone's ever considering that, you know, give me a month with you, provided they do their homework, and we can get you up and running.
Wow, I like that offer. I will stay in touch, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Josh.